Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we were talking about the day of the revelation of Christ and the difference between the rapture and the revelation. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
As Christians who are fundamental and true to the Word, we're in the minority now. But here's the good thing. We are on the winning side in eternity. And by the way, the truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ, it's not that He's on our side, we must be on His side. But if I'm on Christ's side, I'm in the majority, no matter if all the men of earth oppose me. So as a believer, be patient. Be trusting of God. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Now, you may say you believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. My friend, that is not really faith until that truth, that doctrine, brings peace and comfort to your heart in the storms of life. Now, let me say one final note about the day. The day itself is that it refers to the revelation, not the rapture. Now, remember, the rapture takes place. There's nothing else that needs to happen on God's calendar. I am recording this message in the early days of August of 2008. By the time you hear this, the rapture could have taken place. And if you were unsaved, you're hearing this and you need to be saved. But my friend, the revelation is after the rapture, there will be a signing of a covenant with Israel. And once that covenant is signed, it starts the 7 years of tribulation. And at the end of that time, Jesus comes back, the clouds are rolled back. Every eye sees Him, and there's Jesus Christ. And that part we call the revelation. The rapture is secret, and it's unannounced. It comes as a thief in the night. But every eye shall see Jesus. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says it this way. Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen. Oh, yes, my friend, one day He's coming. Now, not only is there a great day of rest coming for the believer, I want you to see, secondly, there's a day of revenge. Now, going back here in our study, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we read from verse 8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, taking vengeance is not so much about getting even. Rather, it's about giving them their just deserts. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29, we read this, for our God is a consuming fire. Now, I think that many people will say they believe that there's a God. Some say, yes, I believe in God. But they don't really consider God. Now, there are some things that God, even in His omnipotence, cannot do. For example, He cannot fail in His ultimate purpose in creation. He cannot lie. He cannot do evil. He cannot do wrong. But because He is honest, He cannot break a promise. Our very minds deal with space and time. And therefore, we can't conceive of anything beyond space or before time. I mean, I just can't imagine that there was an existence when there was no space, there were not time measurements, but there was an actual living being called God who had always existed. And that's hard to fathom for me, frankly, but I believe it. It's just hard to understand. God is the creator, my friend. The worlds were framed by him. The worlds were framed even by the word of God. Not only were the worlds framed by the word of God, he upholds all things by his word. Our God created time and space, and all the phenomena that exist in time and space. Now, the fact that I can't comprehend all of this. And because I can't comprehend what it was before there was space and time, simply confirms the scripture, proves the existence of God. For the Bible says in Isaiah 40 and verse 13, "Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or been his counselor, hath taught him?" Or the psalmist says it this way, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high, and I cannot attain unto it." See, we don't always understand everything about God. We simply believe, and we know beyond any shadow of the doubt, and that's what faith is. We know beyond any shadow of the doubt, God cannot lie. Somebody says, "How can you know you're saved?" Because through repentance and faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I called upon him to save my soul. And he said, "Him that come to me, I would in no wise cast out." He said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I just simply took God at his word, and God does not lie. That's how I know I'm saved. Yes, the world's had a beginning. Your life, my life had a beginning. And the world will never end, and our lives will never end. God will never end. He's God. He's a consuming fire. Why is it that we don't give attendance to these very truths of God and get serious about separation from sin, as well as witnessing the gospel, and look into eternity and see that this life is but a vapor, but we will live forever? We sing, "How Great Thou Art." It's one of my favorite songs. And I think, as we just read here, that Lord will come and in flaming fire taking vengeance. Wow. He's going to be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. And I think about that, mighty angels. And they're coming with him. One angel in the Bible destroyed an army of 185,000 by himself. One angel killed 70,000 in Israel. So one of these mighty angels by themselves could destroy the world if God so ordered. So our God is great. In just seeing the attendance of the servants that are about him. Do you remember when the Queen of Sheba visited Solomon and she was overwhelmed by the attendance of Solomon's servants? She called it great. The half had not been told. Well, my friend, just thinking of how great these angels are that surround his throne. Truly, our God, who created the heavens and the earth, is great. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh. My friend, that flesh was the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, in the flesh. Now, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Jesus Christ, our Lord, keeps records, my friends. Keep it in mind, He is the one who takes vengeance, not us. But it is at His coming. So, friend, wait patiently. Endure in Christ. Keep on keeping on. Why? Because a great day is coming. They know not God, and they obey not the gospel. In John chapter 3, verses 18 through 21, we read this. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. And this is Jesus speaking. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In other words, this person has not trusted their life and their destiny. They haven't put all their eggs in that one basket. See, some people take Christ as a good luck charm. Well, I'll add Him. Maybe if I go to church and I'll say prayers and I say, Jesus saved me, and then I go out and do this and I'm charitable and I do all these other things, and He'll take me to heaven. No. All those other things won't get you to heaven. You know, Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone is the only way. He goes on to say, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You see, men may say, yeah, I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. Who wants to go to hell? But they don't want their sin taken away. They love darkness rather than light. And so what they want removed is the consequence. They may be like the devil. They believe that Jesus is the Christ, Almighty God in the flesh. They may even believe that Jesus can save from hell. They may even believe that He paid the penalty for their sin in full. But they still don't want their sin taken away. And so they love darkness rather than light. They don't want to repent. And Jesus said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He goes on in John 3:20 to say, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Again, you see, they hate the light. There's no repentance. In the absence of shame today among men, all conduct is excusable. But, my friend, all conduct is not excusable before the Judge of the universe. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.